gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Beth Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only Chief Wahoo DTF, Dylan Fields.
Hello, everyone. I am not Chief Wahoo. I'm Chief Wing Wham.
That works too. Welcome back to another episode of Hold My Beth. We finally have finished the NFL season, unfortunately. With Super Bowl 58, which we'll get into a little bit later in this episode. But Dylan, what did you think of the Super Bowl overall? Just briefly.
You know, when women say 52 seconds is too long, I will tell them it's not enough. But in this case, 52 seconds was too long. That was how much time we had with Taylor Swift on the screen during the Super Bowl. It just seemed like there was nobody else in the stands. It was just Taylor Swift, apparently,
and Blake Lively.
And Ice Spice. I will say all the memes of Jason Kelce meeting Ice Spice cracked me up, where it was like, nice to meet you. So am I the shit or am I the fart? But there's plenty of memes. But I think my biggest or my favorite meme of the night was Ryan Reynolds' post where he said, did everyone see the Deadpool trailer? And has anyone seen my wife?
Yeah, I'm super excited for that movie. I know me and you have talked about it, and we're kind of hoping it doesn't go in one direction.
Oh, I think that their trailer was rushed because they just finished filming like a month ago or 2 months ago, a month ago maybe, and they finished editing, but it feels like they just put this trailer together for the Super Bowl, and I don't know, I just felt like it was choppy.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It kind of felt that way, especially with them just finishing filming not too long ago.
I don't doubt the movie, though. I think the movie's going to be great. Do you know who the villain is?
Dr. Doom, isn't it?
No, it's no. Charles Xavier's twin sister from the womb who he thought he killed, but she lived. And apparently. You can see like the back of her head in one of the shots.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch New Rockstars Breakdown on that yet. So
Neither did I.
Oh, you just noticed that, or?
Yeah. I mean, it could be anybody, but they've been talking about it for a while where she's bound to come back. And in that one shot of Wolverine, like with his hair like that, it's from the back. They think that's a different variant of Wolverine. So we're going to get like multiple variants. It's going to be sick. Like, this is going to be a big movie.
Yeah.
Some blockbuster.
Yeah. I guess my biggest concern on that was I'm hoping it's not just the whole entire movie of him getting into the MCU. You know what I mean? Like, that's like the entire focus on it. I know it's definitely going to be a big part of it, but
if he's working with the TVA or working against the TVA, it's going to be outside of time or outside of universe.
Yeah. However you want to put that, yeah.
But eventually he has to probably come into the MCU. Otherwise, it's just going to be like he's going to be there to help out when Secret Wars happens, because there's got to be an incursion that happens. That's what Doctor Strange is trying to fix right now. And I would believe that it's the X-Men universe colliding, especially with Monica Rambeau stuck in that universe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Back to the Marvels. Like, you got to figure
once
that
again,
an incursion's
that was a great
coming.
Movie.
They're going to merge.
You watched it again? Yeah, I actually really enjoyed that movie a lot more than
me too.
So I enjoyed it, considering I went into the movie not really sure whether I was going to like it or not. But because I was debating, I remember I was in Florida, and I'm like, maybe I'll just wait till I get home to watch it. By the way, for those who don't know, real quick, if you didn't know, me and Dylan are big Marvel and Star Wars fans. So, of course, any kind of news we get, we'll briefly mention it here. But also check out Refill and Chill for more. Anyways, back to what I was saying. I was in Florida and I was debating whether I wanted to go watch this movie while I was in Florida or if I just wanted to wait till I got home. And I'm like, I don't know. Something about this movie just says that it's going to be solid. Let's go watch it. Why not? And I was happy with it.
I think it's very rewatchable. I
Yeah,
was
unlike
impressed
Captain
with
Marvel.
this. Yeah. You know that there's a storyline where they're going to kill her off in this movie? There was
In the
like
Marvels?
multiple endings. There was multiple endings that were drawn up. One of them was her and Darben,
I don't remember.
or whatever the villain's name was.
Yeah.
They were fighting it to the end, and they both like kind of like explode due to like the quantum bands and her energy. And then there was an ending where something else happens, but then they ultimately chose Monica Rambeau going to the X-Men universe. So
I think they chose the right one, even though I'm still not a huge Brie Larson fan. Anyways, enough about that. But like I said, Refill and Chill, we're actually going to be having an episode coming out fairly soon because Bad Batch begins what next week? Yep. A week from
next
today,
Friday?
actually. A week from today.
No, next Wednesday. Next
Oh, not
Wednesday? No,
Wednesdays.
next Tuesday. Nice.
Wednesdays, yep. So we're going to be back for that finally. So make sure you stay tuned to that if you're interested in Marvel and Star Wars. But
Yeah,
anyways,
we gotta
go
get in
ahead.
person so we can do our Mango Fett beer review.
Yes. But let's go ahead and get into some of the news that broke down since we last recorded. One being Bill O'Brien already leaving the Ohio State Buckeyes, offensive coordinator
That was
job for
quick.
the. Yeah, it was very quick. And Dave Portnoy did not waste time to try to flame Ohio State. But
Yeah.
he left their offensive coordinator position to take the head coaching job at Boston College, which makes sense. He has a bunch of ties in the Boston area, Massachusetts area. And I guess it also had to lead with some family matters as well. Because I believe his whole family still lives in Boston.
I
If I'm
agree. I
mistaken.
think that's.
Wow.
It's
Oh,
not
doesn't like it. But Ohio State also did not waste time. Filling his replacement with Chip Kelly. So who he's going to be leaving UCLA to take the offensive coordinator job at Ohio State. I personally, I kind of feel more comfortable with Chip Kelly than I would Bill O'Brien.
I was very meh at first with Chip Kelly, but I think it'll be more exciting. But I don't know. I don't know. I think I've been fine either way.
I like him as a coordinator rather than a head coach. I'll say that. Same, it was the same deal with Bill O'Brien. I think Bill O'Brien would have done fine at Ohio State. I wasn't a fan of that one at first either.
Yeah.
I just like that we have a big name coordinator now. So that's super exciting, and hopefully Ryan Day doesn't screw things up. But hey, if he does, Vrabel's still on the market. Let's go get him.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
Yeah. So off college football, we'll go ahead and move into the NFL now. Arthur Blank came out and claimed that the Falcons never made Bill Belichick an offer, and that Belichick did not ask for full roster control. So I don't know what happened between their talks. Or if they just He just wasn't interested in hiring Belichick and just wanted to hire someone that's, I guess you can consider him in-house because he's been with the Falcons back and forth, back and forth. So he's
Yeah.
very well known within the organization. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I figured it had to do something with it, but
It's probably going to be a bigger rip.
I thought it was very interesting that the owner of the Falcons decided to come out and just start talking about that.
I feel like it's got to be a bigger risk to get Belichick too, because you probably expect greatness from him. And I mean, Tom Brady was the bulk of it. I mean, you gotta believe that. But with the kind of control he had, even if he didn't ask for control, I mean, you just wonder if it would be the right move or not. So, especially at this late in his age or in his life, would this be a good career move for you if it's just going to be a 2 to 3 year thing where if this coach they chose can stick it out 5, 6, 7, 8 years, 17 years, like a Mike Tomlin, shit, why not that? You're not going to get 17 years out of Belichick in Atlanta.
Right. He's going to be more of a shorter term solution, like a win now. And
Yeah.
as much as the Falcons roster is, they're starting to put some pieces together. They're just not quite there yet. I think Belichick was looking for something a little bit more, especially not with the super strong free agency class either.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting still to see Belichick not coaching on the sidelines this year. So curious how that will pan out and if we'll even see Belichick on the sidelines ever again. Who knows? There's a chance that he'll get a job next year, but who knows what openings there are going to be. He has
Right.
nothing to prove, really. I mean,
No, I mean, maybe you just take a year off.
yeah,
Maybe
see how it goes.
he's been advised to just take a vacation for a year and wait and see what comes up next year. Maybe there's a position that's going to open up real soon. How crazy would it be if he came to the Browns if for some reason we let go of Stefanski?
That would be crazy. Stefanski would have to do like outrageously bad next year.
Yeah, I mean, if you win anything less than 10 games and we miss the playoffs, then he's probably out.
Yeah, I mean, he's won
Because
two Coach of the
they can't
Year
blame
awards
Deshaun.
out of
They
what, his
can't blame
4 years
Deshaun.
with us.
Yeah. I know it's not likely, but
Yeah.
everybody's always quick to say fire Stefanski, but I also though I don't think he should have won Coach of the Year, in my opinion. I think it should have been D'Amico Ryans. But that's just me. It was
Yeah,
more
I.
impressive to take that Houston team than our Browns team. We were expected to be good. The Texans were not.
Yeah. I still think it was like a close race. I wouldn't have been mad if D'Amico Ryans would have won, because I think it was deserved. I could see where people would give Stefanski the first place vote, as he ended up only getting one more than D'Amico Ryans. I don't know if you saw the voting breakdown on it, but
No, I
Stefanski only
didn't.
won Coach of the Year by one first place vote over
Wow.
D'Amico. Other than that, it was a landslide between the two. But yeah, D'Amico, he did phenomenal, especially as a first year head coach. That's what I thought really stood him out up top, especially with, they were picking what, second overall before last year. Yeah. So to take them from picking second overall to divisional round of the playoffs within a year is insane. And I think that division is going to be the Texans. I still think they're going to have some fight with Jacksonville, because you just never know what Jacksonville team you're going to get. And I could even
Don't
see them
count out
adding more
Richardson and
people.
Colts.
Yeah, don't forget about Anthony Richardson either. The only team I'm not really scared of right now is the Titans, but they're going to be in a full rebuild. here soon as they try to get Will Levis developed up.
Yeah. Is that thing true about T. Higgins?
With the Browns?
No, with the franchise tag.
What'd you see about the franchise tag?
I saw that the Bengals were going to place a franchise tag on him so that the free agency talks would end and that he would be stuck there for another year.
I mean, it's very, like, I see it being possible. It'll cost him a lot, though. I don't know if that's a move I
Yeah, I
make if
saw
I'm the
something today.
Bengals. I don't know. I almost, granted, I might be being a little biased, but I don't know if that's a move I make with if I'm the Bengals, especially if I'm paying Burrow a shit ton of money and I'm gonna be planning on paying Ja'Marr Chase here soon, which I think he could get paid even this offseason yet. I just don't know if I'm willing to pull that trigger and risk pissing off Ja'Marr Chase when he is in line to be one of the wealthiest wide receivers in the league. But I mean,
I
T.
was trying to
Higgins, I mean,
find it,
he's a
but
huge part of that offense. And he's
Yeah, I
definitely going to
agree.
have some suitors that are going to pay him the money that he wants. Whether that's the Carolina Panthers, I know he's been rumored with the Browns, but in all honesty, I don't know if I see it as much as I would love it. I don't know if we'll be able to have the money, especially if we want to retain people like Za'Darius Smith, and some other key pieces of our team. Because God damn it, I want to keep Za'Darius Smith.
Me too. I loved our defense this year. I just wish our offense could have replicated the output that the defense was giving us.
Right. You see anything more about the franchise tag?
No, I'm gonna wait till tomorrow because nothing's official come out yet. So it was probably just a report, but I don't know. I just saw that it was like RIP to the T. Higgins on the Browns train, and it was like January this to February this. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think that I don't want to say that would be like a bad mistake, but I could just see it getting really messy because not a lot of players like getting franchise tagged, especially if they know they have a multi-year deal on the table. And if I'm not mistaken, they can refuse to sign the franchise tag, correct? No, it just makes him a okay. I wasn't quite sure how that worked, and how do they determine is the franchise tag set at a certain price every year? Do you know that for sure?
No, I truthfully don't know how the tag even works. That's something we'll have to research because I've never really understood how it works and who gets one and who doesn't, and the why you wouldn't just automatically take a tag. Like, I don't get all that.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
because
don't see
I know
anything.
there's been players in the past that have gotten tagged like year after year after year, basically until they're run into the ground or they're just not good anymore. And
A lot of running backs.
yeah, it's typically running backs or like a position player that's really good, but you know, not good enough to, you know, get any trade value for, so they'll franchise tag him just to keep him around for a year, see if they can get any buyers. But yeah, I've always been curious on exactly how that franchise tag works and what's the rules with the money involved in the franchise tag. I know the basics of it. It's just the money part. I don't know how much the franchise tag is compared to like open market. Like, could a team, I guess my biggest thing is like, say a team offers T. Higgins just ballpark number, 20 million a year. Would that franchise tag be set at 20 million?
I don't know. I think there's a minimum set, and I think that's all they have to pay him.
But it's fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it has its pros and cons. It's just not long term. But anyways, we'll go ahead and move off the franchise tag talk and talk about the Raiders looking to trade up to get a quarterback in this year's draft, and reportedly will not trade Devontae Adams despite the rumors of Aaron Rodgers recruiting him. It seems like a lot of teams I've been hearing are trying to move up in this draft because they're not excited for next year's draft. So they want to go get
No,
their
this is going
quarterback
to
now.
be a big, yeah, this is going to be a good draft. Next year is going to be a big free agency year. I
Yeah.
think there's a lot of smoke being blown right now, like Justin Fields, Russ. Like, I truthfully only see Russ being traded. I don't see anybody else traded. You could throw in Kirk Cousins, maybe, but he's a free agent, right? So it doesn't
Yeah, he's a
matter.
free agent. I can see the Vikings still going after a
Yeah,
quarterback, even
so
if they sign Cousins.
yeah, but I really only see Russ getting traded. I think Fields sticks it out on Chicago. If not, he's a mid-season trade, to boost his value, like to let him play, let Caleb train under him.
You don't think you
I'd be
start
shocked if
Caleb day
Justin Fields
one?
got traded. No,
No,
you can't throw him to
I
the
don't see them
wolves.
having both on the team. I feel like you're just missing out on too much draft capital at that point. Or even trade value.
I guess, but it wasn't even there.
Yeah, because I think at least a team would offer a second or third round pick for him. But I don't know. I still think there's a solid chance the Bears trade the number one overall pick.
Yeah, I think that somebody trades up and goes after Caleb Williams,
Yeah. That's
which
very
is why
fair.
I think the Bears will keep Justin and get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, that's fair. I know the Bears are saying they will take a historical offer to trade that number one pick, but I also think that they're just gassing it up. Like any good salesman would do. But anyways, keep going on with some NFL news. Danielle Hunter is to have strong interest between two teams this offseason, being the Bears and the Jaguars. This Bears team, if they play their cards right, I know they got a little spend happy in last year's free agency, but they could really
Yeah.
bolster this defense.
No, this Bears team is going to be nasty. They might win the division.
You want to run it back? No, we got to do a different division. We got to do a different division. Different division.
So sold on the Bears.
It's all because of Gabby.
Yep.
Speaking of the Bears, former Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky has part ways with the Pittsburgh Steelers,
Oh, darn.
who want to bring in some new competition for Kenny Pickett going into training camp. I know a lot of people have rumored, like you said, Justin Fields, which I don't necessarily see, even with Tomlin and Arthur Smith being huge fans of him, and Russell Wilson, which I also do not see.
I'd hate to play Russ twice a year.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. That would suck. But I would love to see George Pickens get pissed off.
Oh, he'd be gone.
Yeah.
I still
I
think
still won't
he'd.
be surprised if he gets traded draft day.
Yeah, I think he gets traded like quickly.
Yeah,
I don't
if
think he's
not,
gonna
he's
steal.
if not, he's gonna be a Chase Claypool mid-season trade.
He's better
Even
than
though,
Claypool, though.
yeah, he's much better than Claypool. And then a couple of things in the NBA, throughout the buyout market, Spencer Dinwiddie signed with the Lakers after being traded to the Toronto Raptors, got bought out instantly. So he's going to be joining LeBron and the Lakers, who probably will barely make the play-in. And then Kyle Lowry returns to Philadelphia, his hometown, where he played high school and college at Villanova, after being bought out by the Charlotte Hornets, who hopefully will start building their team up for once.
Yeah. And the Cavs were top three in the power ranking this week for the first time this season.
Yeah, that was very nice. Even though we dropped the game against Philadelphia last night,
Yeah.
still only lost by
Bad play at the
two.
end of the game.
Yeah, bad play. Donovan Mitchell gets blocked at the rim, gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Garland. It just didn't look good off his hand. He's still trying to get
No,
back in the rhythm, though.
my biggest thing with that game was we were playing catch up most of the second half, and Buddy Hield just was on fire. Like, the man didn't miss, and I was like, where the fuck has he been?
Yeah, he
Just
just
showed
got
up and
traded
hit.
to them too.
Yeah, just shows up and hits 5 3-pointers against the Cavs. Crazy.
Yeah, definitely a crazy move. But you know, Cavs, I still have a lot of hope from this season, and I still think they're playing really good basketball. Going to the game tomorrow, so, or I guess it'd be today. So hopefully we'll get a win against the Chicago Bulls, which, fingers crossed.
They had a ticket giveaway. It was like a ticket special for tomorrow or tonight's game. And it was like two tickets, two Great Lakes beers. So there's some special for people that bought these tickets that they got a free beer. That's pretty cool. I was bummed
Oh,
I couldn't
really?
go
I didn't
last
even
night.
know that.
I was bummed I wanted to get the Caris LeVert bobblehead to add to the collection. But didn't get to go because I had a happy hour.
Yeah, but don't worry. We'll be getting Kelce bobblehead soon.
March
Did you see
5th.
what it looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Yeah,
it
and they've
looks
got a
sick.
special ticket one on the 11th that's in their Cleveland Heights Lettermans. Did you see that?
No.
They're doing like a two-parter. They're doing the one that we're getting. And then the one that's on like the 11th, I think it's like a week later. It's got their Cleveland Heights Letterman jacket on.
Oh, that's sick. I didn't know they were doing two.
Yep.
Well, anyways, let's go ahead and get into these NFL awards that were given out. So, of course, we'll start off with the MVP. That was Lamar Jackson. That was the most predictable one. Other than the fact that it was not unanimous this time, Josh Allen had one single vote. All the rest were Lamar
Which he was
Jackson.
my MVP. I think he had a better year than Lamar did.
Yeah, which I'll get into that here shortly. Christian McCaffrey won Offensive Player of the Year. I'm not gonna argue that one. That his season was phenomenal this year. As great of a season as Tyreek Hill had, Christian McCaffrey, I mean, I feel like you really can't compare the numbers.
No.
Myles Garrett wins a Defensive Player of the Year, which brought some drama with TJ Watt tweeting out "nothing I'm not used to" and refusing to go to the awards, which actually, when we were recording, they were talking about TJ Watt not being in attendance. We were talking about how Myles Garrett was basically already leaked to have won the award.
Yeah.
So nice to see a Cleveland player winning that award. But my argument was that I thought, like you said, if we want to go statistics, Josh Allen had better stats than Lamar Jackson, in my opinion. Minus his interceptions. But people were saying that TJ Watt should have been the Defensive Player of the Year award because he had more stats than Myles Garrett. And I was starting to get really sick of the debate. It lasted way longer than I would have liked it to have.
No, I agree.
Texans take both Offensive Rookie of the Year and Defensive Rookie of the Year with CJ Stroud and Will Anderson.
Much like the Jets last year.
Yes. DeMar Hamlin did not win Comeback Player of the Year, as it was awarded to Joe Flacco, who gave a great speech about the city of Cleveland and the Browns organization. Are we surprised by this at all?
No, I think that was the one Cleveland award that was deserved.
Even
Oh,
over the
well, and Jim
defensive player of the
Schwartz.
year. Jim
Yeah, I
Schwartz,
think it
yeah.
should have been TJ. It should have been TJ Watt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say yes or no to that because I mean, I'm happy that Myles Garrett won. I'm glad that he finally got one. I understand why Myles Garrett won, and I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he simply was triple teamed pretty much every play.
Yeah.
And it's not so much a statistics award either.
Right.
So, anyways, off of that, Stefanski won the Coach of the Year, which, like we talked about earlier, we thought D'Amico Ryans could have won that award. I'm glad Stefanski won, even though he's already won one. But I really hope that D'Amico puts himself in the hat for this season, and he should get it undoubtedly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's gotta get it.
But let's go ahead and get into the main event. This is why everyone clicked on this video or on this podcast. Super Bowl 58 recap. We had the Taylor Swift Bowl where the Kansas City Chiefs repeat as Super Bowl champions for the first time since the 2004-2005 New England Patriots, led by Tom Brady. They beat the San Francisco 49ers 25 to 22 in overtime. Patrick Mahomes wins his third Super Bowl MVP, which I think there was what, only five other players that did that? Or was there only three?
Yeah, I think so.
But a lot happened in this game. Mecole Hardman caught the game-winning touchdown, didn't even know. We had our feud between Travis Kelce and Andy Reid, which the internet caught on fire and decided to run with it. The amount of Facebook posts I saw on this from angry moms and Karens were ridiculous. On that feud. What are you teaching our kids? Oh, sorry, you just saw me spit. What are you teaching our kids? That's not how they should be talking to their coaches.
Yep.
And when are people going to realize that these athletes are not like the role models? I mean, they can be a role model, but not like a life role model.
Yeah.
That's not their job. And you know, Travis
He's
Kelce,
always been a hothead, though.
he's a very passionate player. And ultimately, that's all that was. What were you saying, though, Dylan?
No, he's always been a hothead. I mean, look at him last week, how many chippy, like pushing back and forth he got into with the Ravens. That's just his playing style. That's just his character. I mean, he's just, like you said, passionate, but I couldn't believe that he went up to Andy Reid like that. He's got a lot of balls to do that.
Yeah, no, for sure. But we'll go ahead and dig a little bit more into this game now. Did you understand? Because I noticed it right away, when they showed the replay of Greenlaw's injury of when he was subbing in onto the field. Could you see his Achilles pop?
No, I didn't look at it that close.
I noticed it right away when they started slowing it down. I'm like, I think he just tore his Achilles. Kid you not, he was just jumping back and forth and then went to go lunge forward. And if you look closely on his, I believe it was his left Achilles. If you look closely, you can see where it snaps. Like if you go back and watch like any of like, for example, Kobe Bryant when he tore his Achilles, you can see when it popped. I saw that right away. Maybe it's just because I look for stuff like that, but I'm a weirdo like that. But
Yeah, it was a little hard at the party we were at with all the people and then just being drunk, so.
yeah, I mean, I guess that's what I get for staying at home this year. But you know, me and Leia had some fun.
Good.
Let's see. Yeah, that sucked really bad. He was actually having a very good game up to that point already. So that was very unfortunate for him, and hopefully he can bounce back sometime midway next season. Let's see, we had Jake Moody make Super Bowl history, who kicked a 55-yard field goal to start off the first score of Super Bowl 58. His 55-yard field goal was the record for longest field goal in Super Bowl history, but later in the game was broken by Harrison Butker, who kicked a 57-yard field goal.
It's
So
like
it was bit.
the Aaron Rodgers meme.
Oh yeah.
Him running on the field with
Basically,
the flag.
if you kick the longer field goal, you were going to win. Whoever kicked the longest field goal was going to win. The overtime really threw me for a loop. Just how unprepared and how a lot of these coaches weren't, or the 49ers coaching staff wasn't like prepared for overtime at all. Because if you read the rules, and I knew this right after they announced the rules after the Chiefs Bills game, what was it, 2 years ago? I want to say.
Which one?
It's when the Chiefs and Bills had their big duel in the playoffs, not this year, but the last time they met up, where it was just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The Gabe Davis game.
What the one that caused the rule change?
Yeah.
That was
That was the year the
last
Bengals
year.
made the Super Bowl.
Oh,
No.
so 2021.
Yeah, because I remember Tyreek Hill was still on the team.
2021.
I just felt like the coaches would have been prepared for that because Shanahan's a smart coach, so I don't know how he wasn't prepared for that, and they chose to receive the ball, which in the old rules you would want to receive the ball because if you score a touchdown, it's done. But in this new way, each team gets a chance. So obviously, 49ers march down the field. They kick a field goal and you give Patrick Mahomes the ball back and they march down and get a touchdown with 3 seconds left into overtime, even though that clock was absolutely useless.
Yeah, that clock didn't make any sense. They didn't even use it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you have any like thoughts on why they would have had a clock? Because I
Some people
feel.
said it was, some people said it's because of the play clock. But like in college, you don't need a game clock for a play clock.
Yeah, I thought that the clock made no sense at all.
It seemed like the league or the referees weren't prepared for a Super Bowl overtime. Like I don't get why that even happened.
Yeah, because I mean, even after Hardman scored that touchdown, I don't know, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like, oh, we just won the Super Bowl. It was kind of like, what the hell just happened? What, the game's over?
He didn't celebrate it.
Yeah, he
He was
blacked
mad.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he blacked out. He didn't realize he won. He didn't know until Mahomes told him, you just won the Super Bowl. Which,
Yeah, I
by the
can't believe
way,
that.
I did call Mecole Hardman touchdown anytime. That was a
Nice.
nice little solo prop I hit. As my parlay failed by a Travis Kelce touchdown, which I thought I was gonna
Mine
get
too.
actually over the Hardman touchdown.
I did a 12-legger and 10 of the 12 legs hit. The 11th was Debo, 35 passing yards or receiving yards. He had 33. And Travis
Damn.
didn't get that touchdown to win the game.
Debo got subbed out a lot in this game.
Well, he was also injured in the beginning.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, I don't think the 49ers played that bad at all during this game. Don't think they played that bad. I'm not really looking forward to the Brock Purdy slander. Even though they kind of utilized him like Jimmy G in this game, I still think he made some passes that, not many quarterbacks are going to make in this league.
No, I thought Purdy played a pretty good game, all things considered. The game was just a defensive battle. I mean, I love a good defensive battle like the next guy, but in the Super Bowl, I just want points. Like, I just want to get drunk and have fun watching points on the board. It was just so boring in the first half.
Yeah, I should have known that this game was going to be an under game from the very start.
It reminded me of the Patriots Rams game where there was just no touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, it was what, 10 to 3? No, 10 to 6.
Yeah.
Going into halftime. Which, speaking of halftime, I have not actually got to ask you about this yet. I'm very curious. What did you think of Usher's halftime performance?
Hated it.
Hated it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're on the same boat. The
I
it was such mixed emotions on it, and I was like, this was so ass. You could barely hear him.
Yeah. And he barely sang. Like he had moments where he sang. I just thought that the mix of songs was interesting. Like he's an R&B artist and he's mostly like I wouldn't say sexual, but he's very like intimate R&B. And like just some of the songs they chose didn't mix the vibe. And then the roller skating was odd. I don't know.
See, the roller skating,
The best part.
I didn't mind the roller skating that much, but
Yeah.
I thought it was
I don't know.
weird, but and I thought
I
it was weird
just,
to
I
just have
wasn't a
Little
big
John in the
fan.
crowd with a microphone.
Yeah.
When I had
Okay.
turned down for what? Literally nothing to do with Usher.
No. No.
I don't know. I just thought it was a really weird halftime, and I'm glad it
The
didn't
only thing
last
that
that long, but
could have saved the halftime show for me would have been if Justin Bieber showed up.
yeah,
I would have
100%.
actually enjoyed if Justin came out.
Yeah, 100%. If Justin Bieber came out there, it would have definitely saved it.
Well,
I also
especially
thought
because
he absolutely flopped, not starting off with more, or nonetheless, not even singing more. I thought that was literally the perfect intro song, Could have gone right into it. Would have brought me back to the 2010 NBA All-Star. starting lineups when they had the players come up from the bottom of the stage. I always thought that was the coolest thing as a kid.
Yep. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. But yeah, thought it was a major flop on that one.
What was your favorite moment of the Super Bowl?
Favorite moment of the Super Bowl. Oh, that'd be tough. I'd say my favorite moment, I kid you not, and I bet Chiefs money line. My favorite moment was the Juwan Jennings touchdown pass to Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, that was mine as well. I was really watching it closely, and they were lucky that wasn't a pick six. Like,
Oh
that was so
yeah.
close to not going their way.
Yeah, Bolton literally it was half a second away from getting that ball. Nick Bolton. And he would have had another Super Bowl pick six. That would have been 2 years in a row he would have had one. Or I think he had a fumble six last year. I don't remember if it was a fumble six or a pick six.
Yeah.
I know he got a
Did you have a
touchdown.
favorite commercial?
Yes, the Dunkin' Donuts commercial by a million miles.
That was a good one. I definitely loved the Paramount Mountain commercial with Patrick Stewart and Creed and Tua and Arnold and Peppa Pig.
It had Josh Allen. I didn't think it had two in it.
Yeah, this one had Tua.
Oh. I thought it had Josh Allen for some reason.
Josh Allen's in the other one. There was one that they made for the Super Bowl, and they released it online last week. It was like an extended version, and Creed was singing higher as they were trying to throw Arnold up the mountain. But anywho, that was my favorite, other than the Deadpool trailer.
Yeah, Deadpool trailer was awesome, especially at the very start of the game. Another one that was good was, and it wasn't so much good as it was just like, I don't know, maybe it wasn't funny. The one Kennedy commercial.
It was stupid. It was so
It was
unnecessary.
just like, what age are we in? That just felt like it was like made in the
Well, and
1970s.
he's not gonna win the election either.
No. I was laughing because I was like, man, you really just spent what, $1 million on that commercial?
So reportedly, Usher got only paid $671 for the Super Bowl halftime show, but is expected to make over $100 million in streaming sales, concert tickets, and endorsements on the back end. I knew that
He
the
made how
guest
much?
$671.
The NFL only paid him $671.
You don't get paid jack for being the halftime show. It's more of a them putting you on a global stage as a favor. That's been like a very known thing for years, and that's why a lot of people don't like doing the halftime show because it's a lot of work for nothing up front. It's all on the back end. Like, oh shit, I forgot about this guy. And then you go stream his music for like a week, and then you're back to forgetting Usher exists.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I knew it was like low, like they paid low, but I did not realize it was that low. That's like grossly low. Anyways, there's one thing that there are a couple of things I wanted to talk about, back on the Super Bowl. Say the 49ers won in overtime. Who do you think should have been the Super Bowl MVP for Super Bowl 58 if the 49ers won?
One.
Yeah,
He had a passing touchdown and a receiving touchdown.
I think it would be very hard not to give it to him. Another one would have been McCaffrey, but I think Juwan Jennings would have won it over McCaffrey. And I think if McCaffrey won it over Jennings, it would have been pretty rigged.
Yeah, I agree.
And then last thing. Now that Patrick Mahomes has his third Super Bowl ring and third Super Bowl MVP, where do you put him amongst the all-time greatest quarterbacks in NFL history?
Where does LeBron rank against Michael Jordan?
All right, I have him in the same spot, number two.
Exactly. Until he wins 7 rings, then we'll talk.
Yeah, do you
Until LeBron wins 6 rings, then we'll talk.
Yeah, I actually wanted to do this with you, set an over and under on how many Super Bowl rings we think Mahomes will win by the time he hangs up his cleats.
I think six.
I was gonna say, I think we should set it at 6.5. I think he wins six. I think he falls one shy of Tom Brady.
And I
I
think the
don't think
one
they'll
that he falls
three-peat.
shy of is no. I think the one that he falls is the one against Brady.
But overall, even with it being a slow first half, I still really enjoyed the Super Bowl. This was an awesome NFL season, even as Browns fans. Nick Chubb going down week two, we thought we had no hope, and to make the playoffs even was a blessing, and just anything on top of that was going to be a blessing. But overall, super fun year to watch. A lot of good progress with a lot of teams. A lot of not so good progress with a lot of teams. But it's going to make a very exciting offseason, and I'm ready for draft time.
Me too.
Yeah. And we're going to be moving into NBA season now. But before we do that, we do have our Hold My Bev Awards that we will be doing. Do we know what day we want to do that? Should we do that when we record in person?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. So that is going to be next week's episode. So make sure you stay tuned in for that. I'll probably record that once I'm in, or not record that, but I'll probably upload that when I'm in Florida, so we have some filler for the beginning of that week. 'Cause I'm only going to be gone the weekend, so.
It'll be
But
fun.
other than that, Dylan, is there anything you want to mention before we close this out for the 2024 NFL season?
Yeah, I mean, football's over. So if you're gonna move on to other sports to gamble because you don't have football to gamble on, gamble responsibly, be extra responsible. It's something that you're probably not used to. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. And we love you guys.
Peace.